In Texas City, it's easy to find people who are suing one of the area's big employers, the BP refinery.
Yeah, it makes sense because in the long run, people really will be suffering.
A law firm in Houston says it's signed up nearly everybody here, some 40,000 people.
Yeah, I coughed and I had diarrhea, was dizzy.
Outside a convenience store, two residents explain the background of the case. In the spring of 2010, the refinery had a malfunction that resulted in it flaring off flammable gases. Gases that contained benzene, a toxic and potentially cancer-causing chemical in crude oil. The flaring lasted over a month. BP has denied in court documents that pollution from the flaring could have hurt anyone. But last year, it agreed to pay the state of Texas $50 million for that incident and for pollution from a deadly explosion in 2005. But the money went to the state treasury, not to the people who lived around the plant and breathed the polluted air. By contrast, the civil lawsuit on behalf of those residents would compensate them. The Houston attorney behind the lawsuit is Anthony Busby. He says what he's doing is new and gaining attention in other states.
So now the new way of going about it is massively large cases, you know, like the one in Texas City. Even if, let's say, a jury would only award you $500, $10,000 at most, if you have 40,000 clients, you know, all of a sudden they stand up and take notice.
40,000 plaintiffs times $10,000 would be a total award of $400 million. Busby's got a similar case brewing in a town in Iowa. Some local attorneys there asked Busby for help, and last week they filed a lawsuit on behalf of residents who live near a locally owned plant that makes ethanol. That plant and BP's Texas City refinery both have appeared on a list of so-called high-priority violators, a list kept by federal environmental regulators and made public last year in a series of reports by NPR and the Center for Public Integrity. Those reports highlighted how much the government knows about serious polluters, but how little in some cases has been done about them. Busby says his mass lawsuits are a way to do what government regulators have not.
You know, the state is failing us. The EPA is failing us. We're going to try to do it ourselves through the court system.
But class action lawsuits aren't exactly novel, so is Busby's approach really new? We ask an expert in such cases, Jeffrey Rensberger at the South Texas College of Law.
That principle of bringing together a bunch of people with small claims into a class action is nothing new, but it is a little bit more unusual in this context for an environmental tort.
The professor says if successful, the suits can act as an extra level of law enforcement, discouraging bad behavior. The chemical industry counters that environmental behavior is already improving at big facilities. BP says it spent over $1 billion upgrading the Texas City refinery. And the American Chemistry Council said companies that are taking part in a program it calls Responsible Care have cut pollution 75% compared to levels two decades ago. The incentive to do the right thing is money.
Responsible care.
In a video promoting the program,
fewer accidents, reduced liability.
Companies are told that running safer, cleaner plants will increase profits, in part by reducing legal liability. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.